what is your name, sir?
Alberto Garcia Peron.
Okay, please hold on. Just for a moment, the Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to conduct a hearing, and you just need to get a little paperwork together, and you'll be ready to move forward, sir.
Okay, Mr. Peron, do you need a Spanish interpreter, or are you going to be able to understand and go to the hearing, sir?
Interpreter.
You need an interpreter? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, could you put the CO3 on the phone, sir?
Hello?
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing this afternoon?
How you doing?
Good, good. So Mr. Farrell's going to need an interpreter, sir. Are you going to be able to interpret for him, or you guys have someone that's available to interpret for him?
No, we'll try it now. I'll try it.
Okay. Did you do the one earlier for us, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. And what's your name, sir?
It's C.O.D. Rodriguez.
You don't have the capability in there to do to put it on speakerphone, do you?
Let me see. Hold on.
I'm going through the system. It'd have to be a separate phone.
Is it? State your full name and your ADC number for us for the record. And his ADC number?
09-3950.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Mr. Pierre, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I want to introduce you to the board members. Luis Quinones, to my far left, to his right. CO3 Rodriguez, we can't hear you.
Okay. You said you have Mr. Luis Quinones, right?
Yes. The Honorable David Mill. The Honorable Dr. C.T. White, who's our board chair. And the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be his lead on this hearing today. He's appearing before this board for a absolute discharge of parole to a detainer. And I don't know if you could speak up for us a little bit louder, Officer Rodriguez, but according to his inmate progress report, he does have a detainer with the Department of Justice.
Is presentation on the notice. He said, has a consecutive sentence.
Yes.
Yeah, he has consecutive. He has, he's serving a, right now, he's serving a life sentence for murder in the first degree. Serving a life sentence for murder in the first degree, became parole eligible on February 12th of 2019. And then if he's paroled to his next consecutive sentence, he will go to a 7.5-year sentence for aggravated assault. Okay. According to his, the institutional progress report, he states that if he was released, that he would reside in Mexico, where he would attain employment there. Okay, and he has obtained very little programming since he's been incarcerated.
According to him, as far as being a Mexican national, they don't have too much access to programming.
Okay. According to his discipline report, it looks like in 2000, this year, he had a minor ticket that he received in January for refusing the program. Shows that he has a ticket that he received in July 11th of 18 of this year for disobeying a verbal, which was a minor. Like in November of 2017, he received a ticket for a positive or a refusal. That was a major. Do he remember that?
He does remember that.
And what was that about?
For the medicine he was taking at that time.
And what type of medicine was he taking?
Some psychiatric medicine that, according to him, because of the nerve disease, he could not produce.
So he has, over the time that he's been in there, he's received some tickets for possession of a manufactured weapon or assault with a weapon or throwing items. What was that about? Did he have some problems when he first got in?
Yeah, he does remember that, and he said it was a long time ago.
Right. So what was going on when he first got in there, when he had those incidents happen, when he first got in there back in 05? And STG affiliations? Okay. Is this his first time appearing before this board? According to the pre-sentence investigation, I'm going to kind of explain a little bit what it says in here, then you can explain it to him. This involved him repeatedly stabbing and he eventually murder of two men where he repeatedly stabbed them while they was tied and bound.
Dice que tuvo repetidamente puñaladas a dos hombres cuando estaban amarrados. Y esta fue indirecta.
And there was a third victim that was tied and bound in a bed that they actually stabbed numerous times. However, they, he was able to escape and contact the police.
Una tercera víctima que estaba también amarrado en una cama.
He had a co-defendant. He had a co-defendant, Martin Huerta. Tell us in his own words what was going on and why he actually assaulted these victims so violently. Why did he bound and tie the people up and then stab them in the neck?
still too drunk.
Okay. Well, according to the report, he entered a plea agreement for murder in the second degree and aggravated assault. However, the agreement was rejected by the court at the trial date, and a trial date was set. Do you remember that? He tried to enter a plea agreement, but the court rejected his plea agreement. So what type of drugs were they using at the time that this incident occurred, when they got into this fight? What were they doing?
Had a beer, but somebody else was smoking weed or marijuana.
Were they sniffing any paint?
No, I don't know.
They
know he's doing it. Yeah, him and other people were.
Okay. He did appeal his conviction. He was found guilty by a jury trial. And the court affirmed his conviction. However, there was some discrepancy whether he was to serve the sentence for the aggravated assault, whether he was going to serve that sentence before the murder sentence or after the murder sentence. It wasn't clear in the original sentence by the judge, so the court ordered them to for a hearing to re-sentence him. Conviction and clarified his sentence that he was going to serve a life sentence, and then after the life sentence he would actually serve the 7.5-year sentence for aggravated assault.
Yeah.
Okay. So ask him, does he have any family or friends here in the United States?
Yes, he has a friend, a female friend, that's over in Chicago.
Okay. And it looks like in the Ames report, it says he came over to the United States when he was 5 years old.
but let me just, according to him, he's been here for around 6 months before the incident happened.
Okay. So he was here 6 months before this incident happened?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Farrell, the board's coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board that's relevant to this case? He says it's family.
Everybody's in Mexico.
Okay.
We haven't seen them, so they can't be over in the camp.
Has he had any contact with his family?
Just by letter.
Okay. All right, Officer Rodriguez, knowing that the board is going to go into discussion, we'll make a determination while we're in discussion whether to deny or grant him parole to his next consecutive sentence. Okay. So the board's in discussion. You're going to have to, Officer Rodriguez, you're going to have to relay the discussion that we're having to him, okay?
Okay.
All right. The board's now into discussion. This is a case that was two violent murders that were actually committed. The victims were bound and tied, stabbed several times in the neck. There was actually a third victim involved that was also bound and stabbed, but he played like he was dead and was able to escape and contact the police. Mr. Farrell has had some recent disciplines this year in 2018, one in January and one in July for refusal to program and disobeying a verbal. This is his first time appearing before this board. Doesn't have any community or family support, at least as stated inside the file. because of his recent disciplinary actions, I don't see him suitable to be paroled to his next consecutive sentence. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Although Mr. Garcia Fierro denied it, there is evidence in Ames that he has participated in prison politics and security threat groups while he's been incarcerated. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Any more comments?
I agree with you, sir.
Okay. I am going to make a motion to deny Mr. Fierro parole to his next consecutive sentence on absolute discharge.
I'll second.
Agree.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree. Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. I am going to also ask for a 1-year set off.
Agree.
Okay. I am going to mark the reasons for denial. Also, would you kind of repeat these reasons for denial?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That it was a serious and violent offense. Loss of human life. Serious and deviant offense, since they were bound and tied. Trauma to the victim. Serious bodily injury. Multiple victims. History of continued substance abuse. History of assaultive behavior. Poor institutional behavior. Recent disciplinary infractions. Lack of programming. Poor and no release plan. No family or community support system. Those are his reasons for denial. Would you ask Mr. Fierro if he understands his reasons for denial? That's where we conclude this hearing at this time. CO3 Rodriguez, I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for interpreting for us. Would you also tell Mr. Fierro that it's going to conclude his hearing? He'll have the opportunity to come back before this board in about a year. That I want to thank him for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. All right, thank you, sir. And thank you for your assistance. Is that the only one you have for us?